There we go. All right. Yes. You go ahead. So, for legality purposes, unfortunately, I have to do this, but please say your name and that you agree to let me record this phone call.
It's Teresa Smith.
And you agree to that I can record the phone call?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And put it on social, okay.
Okay.
All right, so what I want to do is let you know that the 2 hours after we met with you, that I got someone reach out, and next Tuesday I meet with one of the store managers at Home Depot.
Yes.
And she is going to push it through. And I wanted to know if you wanted to be a part of it as far as to tell her what's going on, because she absolutely loves to be give back. It's something she's passionate about as well.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you wanted me to pick you up and bring you with me, and you can tell her what's, you know, the story behind it. I mean, that's completely up to you. But either way, I got to where each store gives $6,000 grants.
Oh, man.
But guess what? She's not going to stop at one store.
Uh-huh.
So the money's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
The labor's going to be there.
Yeah.
And only thing that has to be done is my foundation has to be operational. All I'm doing is waiting for my paperwork to be completed and recorded.
Okay.
And then I can submit for the grants and do all that, but she's going to make sure that we do that it's all taken care of 100% and processed correctly. And she says it won't be done by Christmas, but it'll definitely be done after. I said, well, I let her know that no matter what, we're going to be starting before Christmas, and the actions are going to be happening. But I just want to let you know that we're going to have a big, big number coming to get that house done. And it was to a person that I thought didn't even like me. And that was a true statement. I did not think this store manager liked me. And
oh, wow.
I reached out anyways and asked, and she's like, I can't even believe you thought I didn't like you.
Oh, wow.
She's like, oh, my God, I want every part of this. So it's up to you on Tuesday. I'll let you know a time. But
okay.
Do you want to be a part of that or no?
Yes, I could be a part of that.
All right.
What date is next Tuesday on? The 26th. That's not the 26th, is it? It is the 26th?
It's this next Tuesday.
Oh. Okay, my mother has a doctor appointment. Oh my gosh! At
She can work around your time. What time?
Okay.
You give me a time that works for you.
Okay. Sure. Well, hold on. Let me check my calendar right now. Hold on.
No problem.
Hold on. I'm looking at the time. Hold on.
Apple's just chirping away on me. Still haven't got to figure out that situation. Yo, bird.
Okay, her appointment is 2:30.
Okay, so you want to do in the morning or you want to do after?
It can be, how long you think it take? Just tell me how long it take. I can work better by that. I can tell you exactly.
Right. It's up to you guys on how long you want to talk and how much detail you want to put into it and really, like, you know, get your story out of what's happened and what has brought you to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, it's up to you. I mean, if you want to give yourself an hour, and if you don't use that much, that's fine, but you want to be safe than sorry, because she's going to ask questions on that because she's generally going to want to know. And
yes,
that's why I reached out to her, because she's just like me. She's like, she wants to be the change and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah, all this is happening so quickly.
Yes.
I mean, I know I'm throwing at you. I know it's fast. We met this morning, talked this morning, and I gave you a promise that what we would deliver, and I told you I'd get it done, and we're getting it done. So
yes.
You just let me know. I mean, we can do it that Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And just, if you want to, I mean, I'm sure an hour is good.
Okay, I'm thinking at 10:30, between 10:30 and 11.
Okay.
Just like we did today, because well, I know we didn't meet up exactly at 11. We met up a little bit early.
Right.
And I want to say 10:30, between 10:30 and 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when can I get, what time, that's what time you want to, we want to be at Home Depot?
Yes.
Okay, and then what time you want, it's the Home Depot in Town and Country.
Oh, it's in Town and Country, so we may need to push it a little bit earlier then in Town and Country.
Yeah, that's Town and Country is where she's the manager at.
Okay. 10 o'clock be fine?
Yeah, we can get there by 10:30 if we leave at 10.
Okay.
All right, so I will pick you up at 10 o'clock, and then I will set that up with her and text her as soon as we get off this phone call.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we'll get the grants moving where we're going to get the big money for, like, the air conditioner and all that great stuff. Thank God we're in the winter months.
Okay.
But as far as materials and other things like that and production, that's going to start after we meet with her and stuff, things will start really moving.
Oh, man, I'm so happy. I just don't know how happy I am, because I've been trying ever since I've been taking over my mom's job. I've been trying to get that house together for the longest. You know, I just don't know how happy I am. And like I said, I want y'all to meet my siblings. I want y'all to meet them.
Absolutely.
Definitely, because, like, my mom, like, she wants to come home, and not saying she's not going to ever come home, but she wants to come home. And that first room, that's her room. And then my two brothers, you see how small those rooms are. And my sister room and my two brothers, they share one room. Then my brother had the room to the left that is molded real bad. And then, like I told her, I said, if Mama don't come home, I said, June, you can have her room. But, see, you know, I don't know how that's going to work, but we're trying to – I just need to get the house together, you know, handicap friendly and everything. And I'm just happy.
We're moving forward. And I mean, with you there, it's more impactful, especially with, you know, being there and saying, yeah, here I am. I've tried, you know, the avenues you tried and how we met and all that. I mean, really is just someone being selfless.
That.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much meaning for it. It happened for a reason. And the reason I put it out there and I do all this is not so I can look like I did something great. That's not what it's for. I want to prove that it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Nobody deserves to be treated any different, and we should help each other, especially in situations like yours, where you quit your job and you sacrificed all this. And like I said, we talked about that in the Uber ride when I took you. Like, I mean, I was real then, and it's real now, and you're seeing the actions. And that's what I want everybody else to see, is that
love.
It's not just talk. Yes, true compassion.
Yes, I don't know what to say. I mean, there's so many people commenting it out in the house. Well, we can do this. We can do that. When they talk the figures, and then they say, we want to do this to you guys. We want to do that because one person wanted to add on another room and make the laundry room bigger and close and make Mama bathroom bigger. But then they say, we want to do this. We want to do that. But then they say, well, this is how much it's going to cost. So I said, okay, let it go. I said, God, I said, your time is your perfect timing. And I said, whatever the outcome is, I said, it's your timing. Whatever decision it is, it's God's decision, you know. And I had so many A, B, and C. Okay, if this falls through, this is B. If that falls through, this is going to be C. So I just thank y'all so much. I really, and it was one. It wasn't
by
accident. We met, I tell you.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I'm not anybody you've ever met. Amber's not anybody you've ever met.
No.
We do what we say we're going to do, and I have a drive and a purpose so much bigger that you can't even imagine that I'm that actions like these, not my actions, but actions of treating people like people and showing that compassion and love and all that stuff can make a difference each and every day. And this is why we're doing it. And it's pure. There's nothing. I don't want nothing from you. You know that. I've told you that, and I mean that. And it's so hard to believe. And this is why I have to record it and show it to show truth that we're out there. People like us are out there. You, me, everybody that wants people to just treat us like people and just
and help is needed.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't mean money. That doesn't necessarily mean money. That just means maybe time. May mean whatever it is. And that's what the foundation's going to embody. And then this puts a timeline on it, which that's what I love. I want to put the pressure on it to get the foundation done so we can get you that money, so we can get the new AC, new roof, and get all that stuff, the big stuff done. But all
they can come back home and feel comfortable and happy.
No, when they come back home, they're going to be blown away. And we might have to put like a gate surrounding the house because everybody's going to want to come hang out at their house.
They need a gate all around the house. They really do. Because my mom is a pastor, and since she's been away and been sick, like, I want people to still respect my mom's morals and respect her home. And that's why I got angry when that guy that be behind her house, he made me so angry because you got all this junk around my mom's house. You're not respecting her home. You're smoking in the laundry room, and you're not respecting my mom's home. That's not what she stands for, you know. And I want her to be happy. I want her to know that, Mom, I'm doing what you raised me up to do. I'm carrying on, you know, what you want me to do, you know. And God is just so awesome. He just blew my mind. He just blew my mind. God is awesome.
I'm just happy.
I'm
so happy that you emailed me and you actually took me serious that day that I did take you home. I am so glad you took me serious, because I do this all the time, and I ask you, and I'm genuine, and we've talked, and you and I talked about that. Just people just, it's hard to believe, but it's true. It's out there, and I thank you for actually reaching out to me. You did me more than I can ever do for you, and that's a true statement. I can't wait till the day they walk in that door and they're just going to be like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's going to be night and day different. Those pictures I took today, we're going to be laughing at those in 2019 when it's finished. I can promise you that. All right?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And we'll throw a party, barbecue. Hey, I can barbecue, too. Cowboy knows
you can barbecue.
Cook. Cowboy knows how to barbecue, okay?
All right, now.
You let them know. I used to do rib competitions in Texas, brisket.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes. And what I want to know, the real name, because I'd be calling your Ryan's Real Estate. What is the name of the program?
There's no program.
Just say Ryan's Realtor?
My name is Ryan Robbins. They can look me up now because it's just my name's going to be the main thing anyways.
Yeah.
But it's for real estate. It's Real Estate Slinging Cowboy.
Okay, I just put that. Okay, because when I get ready to tell my blessing, I got to get the name right.
that's just my realtor. That's just my niche for real estate to try to stand out from realtors. I'm a country boy at heart, no doubt, and I believe in hospitality, and I believe in old-fashioned. All that's real. But I wanted to come up with a cool name that stood out, so that was it. But, yeah, seriously, Ryan Robbins, they'll find me just the same.
Okay. And I tell you, I'm just so thrilled because, like I said, my mom been in the house forever since they were small. And it's like, okay, y'all about to grow out this house now. You know, I said, if I had the money – I said, this here, that there, but, you know, oh, my gosh, I just don't know. It is whatever y'all do, I'm satisfied, you know, because you can't be so greedy. It is whatever you do, that's a blessing itself, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I promise you I'm going to give it everything I got to get the entire project done. and it's going to start on Tuesday, and it starts with you. It started with you the whole time. You're the one that reached out and started this, not me. I just backed up what I said. That's it. So
I just when God, it just perfect timing, because the first Uber guy didn't show up, and I think I told you that. And
yeah.
Then they clicked me back and forth, caught me another ride, and it was you. And so it was meant to happen. It was meant to happen, you know?
Absolutely. I believe that 100%. 100%. So we're going to get that done. We're going to plan that party. We're going to have some fun. And I'm going to make it fun the whole way through. That's just the way I am. You already saw a little bit that with her and I.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. When you think like it's uncomfortable, like, oh, my God, I think they're mad at each other, just know that's normal. And don't feel uncomfortable. It's not uncomfortable.
But, you know,
situation.
Every day we're still wondering why we met. But there are some reason why we met.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out that reason.
Yeah.
Well, I pray that when God send me my partner, it'll be someone that we can get along, you know, because I one of the ladies at my church, her and her husband been together for over 40-some years. And she said she sized her husband up with anybody, you know, and I said, man, I want a love like that, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. And I would
love
to be married to her for 40 years, but her age, I don't think she'll allow that.
Oh, Lord, help her.
Yeah.
See, he deserves to pop across the head. Now you can even pop him back in his head.
I tell you, I pray for him every night, and I pray that God gives me the strength to not punch him in his mouth.
And I
but then every day, he does not wake up with a fat lip.
His mouth don't have no filter?
No, it doesn't.
No,
I have fun, though. It doesn't matter. But I have a CPAP machine because I have sleep apnea. So I'm like Tom Cruising it every night. So I just pray that she's not kinking my hose while I'm sleeping.
Oh,
so
Lord Jesus.
Don't worry. I was just throat punching if necessary. But it's all good.
Oh my goodness!
All right, Teresa, you've injected us in your life a little bit. But
we're excited,
and
I'm excited. We
want to be a part of it, and we want to help you. And we're gonna get so many others that are gonna do the same. And we're gonna show that selfless acts and all this stuff is more powerful than anything. And words don't mean anything. Actions are what speak. So
yes.
Enjoy
my heart
the ride,
beats
Teresa.
So
it's
heavy.
Gonna be fun.
Enjoy the ride. Oh my God, that was a testimony of mine years ago. Enjoy the ride.
That's
wow.
Because I make life fun, and we're gonna keep going. You wait till the meeting. It's not even gonna be a normal meeting either. Promise you. You're gonna be like, oh my God, this guy is crazy. But I promise you, the smiles I put on her face and your face and all that.
Just make sure you ask where the bathroom is before you sit down, because you might have to visit it, because you will laugh a lot.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to have my daughter to come with me, too, then.
Yeah. I'll help guide you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
We
good night. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're so welcome, and I'll confirm with you on that as soon as I talk to her, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a great rest of the night. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Right.
Say bye, Amber. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.